Dan Eberhardt. He's president of and CEO of Canary Energy Company, or Oil Company, LLC. He's been on with us before, making some news. Dan, thanks for the time this morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me back.
Dan, I want to be specific. The president's now proposing suspending the federal gas tax. I don't think they have any answers beyond that. He, in the past, you've said that the administration, the current administration, is not interested in meeting with you and other large American oil and energy producers, or gas producers eventually, or refineries. So Dan, in our region here, the largest utilities, Eversource and others, are proposing more than a 50% rate hike starting at the end of this summer, which is going to be more than a doubling of electricity rates because it takes gas to make electricity. So I'm going to ask you again, you've been nice to be on the show, what specifically can we do and what should we be doing with the White House leadership to meet with you to say what specifically would increase the supply of American oil and gas in America for the next several years? Can you give us some specific things that you would like to see done that would incentivize your industry versus being accused of record profits to produce more? What specifically can give us four or five things that we should do, Dan?
Sure, but to start out with, you know, with the getting rid of the gas tax holiday, I think we need more supply, and what getting rid of that tax is going to do is create more demand. But to answer your question, I think that, look, when they allowed us to drill on federal lands, they raised the royalty rate 50%. I think you could roll that back and have it be what it was in the Bush administration or in the Trump administration, and that would help us drill. You could give permits for pipelines, and they could allow drilling offshore, and they could provide, in general, help with the supply chain issues we're dealing with that involve regulatory tape. You know, I used to ship metal goods from China. It used to take 9 days at port in Houston. Now it takes 45 days. These are the kind of things, specific supply chain problems are affecting the oil and gas industry and every other industry in America. Our stuff is sitting too long at port, and so we're scrambling to find more inventory. We're flying stuff over from China because we can't wait on the ship and the customs duties in America. Can't wait for it to clear customs in America. And the administration just keeps pointing fingers. They're not trying to help us at all. It's really bizarre to me.
It is bizarre. And you and I have talked about the president going to Saudi Arabia and being nicer to Saudi Arabia and OPEC than to you, the large oil. Now, specifically on the federal land, you said a 50% rollback of that royalty?
Yeah, well, again, this is the royalty rate was about 12% during most of Obama's terms and Trump's term. Biden didn't allow new drilling on federal land, then said they were going to allow it, but raised the royalty rate from 12% to 18%. It's two steps forward, 1 3/4 steps back. They're not helping lower the price. This gas tax holiday, all it's going to do is slightly increase demand. It doesn't solve the problem, which is we need more supply. And other than the progressives have just grabbed the administration and made it to where they don't care about energy costs on consumers and middle class and small business owners, I don't know what to make of this.
Dan Eberhardt, Canary Oil LLC. Dan, when you speak with other CEOs of American energy companies, it's probably a big group, but it's not a huge group, right? I mean, it's like college presidents. There's only so many of you, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought? I don't want credit. I just want to see more energy independence. Have you ever thought about convening in Washington as many CEOs as you can get and inviting the media and laying these specifics out on how we can increase oil and gas supply in America over the next 1 to 5 years and have a plan so we can get back to energy independence? Why don't you grab that mantle and run with it?
You know, I haven't thought about that, but, you know, I might call EPI this afternoon and mention that idea. I think that's a good idea. We have, we produce with a lower price and a worse economy under Trump, we produced more oil.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense that we would produce less oil right now other than the chill of the wet blanket of the Biden policy. So, we have the oil in Western Pennsylvania, in North Dakota, in Texas to do this here. It boggles my mind that the administration looks to Saudi Arabia, looks to Venezuela, looks to OPEC for more oil. Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, for what it's worth, eventually politicians can screw up a pretty good thing and policy can get in the way of business. But I just think, Dan, I'm just really, my thing in my life is supporting veterans and doing my show and enjoying where I'm at on this. But my point is, from a national level, having done Oval Office interviews, sitting down and understanding how these needles move, I just think, Dan, if you reached out to some of your CEOs and you said, look, we're being accused of record profits, we're going to hold an open two-day public forum in our nation's capital to explain to the American people what we're dealing with, and we're going to come up with a positive plan that if the Biden administration, and we're going to invite them, if they don't come, it speaks for itself. Well, what we could do four or five things specifically now to incentivize us to produce more oil and gas, to give Americans a break, not just over the next 12 to 18 months, but for several years to come, I think it would be well received and covered. That's just my take.
Yeah, no, let me give that some thought. It makes an awful lot of sense. You know, one other thing we can do is, you know, the administration keeps talking about leases. It's easy to get a lease. Everybody wants a royalty from their land. You know, what we need is permits, and the permits are both more expensive and slower coming out of this administration. So, again, even though they say they want to lower gasoline prices, they're not doing what it takes on the ground to give us a tailwind to increase supply.
I agree, and I think that's how. But the thing is, sometimes, you know, Dan, and I'm just going to let this go because you have advisors, and I don't, you know, I just appreciate your access because I think we're one of the few news talk outlets in New England that has asked you for your side of the story, because what happens was too often it's Democrats. They'll just say, oil and gas companies, they're the problem. Record profits, they're gouging. And no one asks you for your side of the story. So they're almost like in public relations or affairs, if you say to the other person, they want to raise your taxes, and you keep saying it over and over and over again, and the other person doesn't respond, eventually people think they want to raise taxes. So sometimes, you know, you're being painted as the bad guy here, and if you're not, tell your story.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you letting me you allow me to come on your show. Look, there's a lot of hardworking folks at Canary and in the oil patch, and it doesn't feel like price gouging. It feels like trying to keep up, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Dan Eberhardt, thanks for the time. Canary, if people want to learn more about you or your company, is there a site or do you have an area to reach out? Because I know a lot of our listeners have asked in the past when you've been on how to contact you.
Sure. Follow me on Twitter at DanKeberhardt or find us on CanaryUSA.com.
All right. Thank you, Dan. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for having me back.